So there's a lot of talk about how Antifa is not an organization, it's not real, it's just this idea that's kind of floating around into the ether and people pick up on it or something, which is interesting because they have an entire handbook. This handbook was written by Mark Bray. He actually recently got into some hot water, I believe, due to this. He either said he was going to flee the country or he did flee the country. Now, something that's very interesting about this book is the very first thing you see before you start reading. Obviously, we have, the cover again. We have the publisher, all of that. And then here, to the Jews of Poland. So in the Antifa handbook, it's one of the first things that you see. I'll let you sit with that. You can come to your own conclusions there. But the purpose of this video is I want to show you the final chapter in this book before the appendix and the notes, the last thing the reader gets. The ending of a book is the most important. I think that's really where an idea sits. It's what people remember. So, of course, how else to end the Antifa handbook other than "Good night, white pride," or "Whiteness is indefensible"? So the last thing in the Antifa handbook that you learn is that being white is indefensible. Being around white people is indefensible. Having white pride is bad. No other forms of pride seem to be an issue. Only white pride. And you can kind of surmise what the premise really underneath is. And it is anti-white. It's not anti-fascist. It's anti-white. You see, they call you a fascist, they call you a Nazi, they call you a racist, they call you a bigot, they call you a homophobe, so they can kill you. They're creating an anti-movement around things that they're placing on you, so they feel that they have the free jurisdiction to take your life, take your family's life, take your friends, your daughter, your son, your mom, your dad. I mean, imagine if anyone else wrote a book and the ending was "being Asian is indefensible." A ridiculous premise, nonetheless. A laughable idea to say about anybody. But this is what they believe. This is what they think about you. And when they see you, a white person, they want to commit a violent act towards you. This will be the first part of this series of kind of going over what's in this handbook so you can kind of understand what these people believe.